Board member Art Levinson was among those pushing to allow iPhone apps. I called him a half dozen times to lobby for the potential of the apps, he recalled. If Apple didn't allow them, indeed encourage them, another smartphone maker would, giving itself a competitive advantage. Apple's marketing chief, Phil Schiller, agreed. I couldn't imagine that we would create something as powerful as the iPhone and not empower developers to make lots of apps, he recalled. I knew customers would love them. From the outside, the venture capitalist John Doerr argued that permitting apps would spawn a profusion of new entrepreneurs who would create new services. Jobs at first quashed the discussion, partly because he felt his team did not have the bandwidth to figure out all of the complexities that would be involved in policing third-party app developers. He wanted focus. So he didn't want to talk about it, said Schiller. But as soon as the iPhone was launched, he was willing to hear the debate. Every time the conversation happened, Steve seemed a little more open, said Levinson. There were freewheeling discussions at four board meetings.